Welcome to Between Sundays. I'm Abby.
And I'm Amy, and we're pastors at Bethlehem Lutheran Church.
This podcast is about the middle space in between Sundays.
It's the place where we take our values, our faith, and our commitments into our everyday lives.
Welcome back, friends, to the fourth podcast in our series as Amy and I talk about Jesus Away in the Wilderness, which is our Lenten theme for 2025. If you haven't listened to the last few episodes, I encourage you to go back and start from the beginning where we talk about what is the wilderness, the metaphorical one, not so much the physical one, and our response to it, and the biblical encouragement to the practice of lament as one of the tools we use in the wilderness, and the gifts that come to us through Jesus who shows us that way in the wilderness. This week, as we gather, we are anticipating the end of our Lenten season, which ends with Holy Week, the time when we walk with Jesus through the great 3 days of his betrayal on Monday, Thursday, around the Last Supper with his disciples, as he is crucified on Good Friday, as he spends Saturday in the darkness of the tomb, and then as he is raised to life on Easter Sunday. So we thought we would reflect a little bit together on Jesus and the great 3 days and what that has to show us about the wilderness and our way in it. So Amy, what you got on that topic?
It's a lot there.
Yeah.
That's a lot. I think what's interesting is we've talked a lot so far about our wilderness experiences, the way we express our wilderness, the way we lament wilderness, all of those things. And I think Holy Week is the reminder that the reason that we do that is because we follow one who completely knows the journey of wilderness. And so I think that's why the story of Jesus' passion, that's what we call it in the church, is really the central story. It's the story that from which all of our faith is grounded. And I think it's really helpful to remember that at the heart of that story of Jesus is a story of experiencing the wilderness, as you said, of betrayal, the wilderness of being abandoned by friends, the wilderness of crying out to God and not hearing anything, hearing silence only as response, the wilderness of death itself. And it's in that wilderness that we see Jesus is really fully with us. It's not just something that we say, it's something that he experiences, which is how we can say with confidence that Jesus is with us in our wildernesses, even if they don't look exactly like his.
Yeah. And I think the reason that it's also the central story of our faith is doesn't so much escape the wilderness.
Yes.
As obliterate the threat of the wilderness.
Which goes back to what we talked about. I think it was in our last podcast about there is nothing in the wilderness that our God can't handle.
Yeah. And that comes obviously with the culmination of Jesus' passion, which is his resurrection. In the emptiness of the tomb, we meet the triumph of love over death. And that is both the promise and the hope that sustains us in our kind of wilderness with a lowercase w.
Right.
I don't want to call them little wildernesses,
no.
But in our moments of wilderness or our temporal existence of wilderness, Jesus has taken away anything that might threaten us there. If we think about the wilderness as loss of certainty, loss of control, loss of creature comforts, loss of perspective, maybe even loss of faith, anything that we were holding on to for a sense that all shall be well, The wilderness takes that away from us. And Jesus, in his passion and resurrection, shows us that all shall still be well. Not because we can be promised the restoration of the certainty or the control or whatever it is that we've lost, but because our God is with us. Our God does not abandon us. Our God carries us through all of that to life forever and love forever with God and one another. And I think that's the way in which it's the central story of our faith, because Paul says this in his letter to the Romans, we live because Jesus lives. Rather, he flips that around. Because Jesus lives, we too live. And that's the hope. That's our hope.
Yeah, it is our hope. I'm reminded as you are speaking that this central story, Christians, we center that story in Jesus because we see that lived out in the life, the death, and the resurrection of Jesus. But I'm reminded that part of how God writes the story through people of Jesus and the Gospels is by drawing on the story that has come before. And this pattern of finding life in the midst of trial is a pattern that has been part of God from the beginning of time. I've told this story before, but when I was in seminary, one of the greatest gifts was that I got to spend a whole semester studying Psalm 22. And Psalm 22 is the psalm that Jesus
Before Psalm
quotes
23.
before Psalm 23, but it's also the psalm that Jesus quotes from the cross. My God, why have you forsaken me? And it's just, I got to just go such a deep dive on this psalm, which was such a gift. But what's so central to it is that psalm names grief, the grief of loss, the grief of expectation, of life not turning out the way that we expected it to turn out. It names all of those things. And in the midst of all of that grief and all of that loss and all of that wilderness, where it literally feels like you are being surrounded by animals, it is from that moment that whoever it was that in their wisdom wrote that psalm experiences God's saving help, pulling them out of that place. And it was that psalm, what that is one of many psalms that really shaped the gospel writers as they told the story of Jesus. And so I just it's always helpful for me to remember that this story that so grounds our life is the story that God is always telling. We see it most fully in Jesus. But it has always been the story that God is telling, and it will always be the story that God is telling. For me, that is also a huge source of hope for me.
I think as you talk, also the subject of every sentence is God, right? This is the story God is telling. So it's not dependent on how I respond, right? If I freak out in the wilderness, if I look for every escape hatch possible, if I lament
If I
till
lay down
my.
and let the animals come and take me.
Absolutely, right? That God's faithfulness is not dependent on me. And I find that immensely comforting as well.
Absolutely.
And that's what we've talked about, the gifts that we encounter in the wilderness throughout this season, gifts of God's faithfulness for sure, but also God's forgiveness, God's mercy, God's love, God's compassion. Yeah. And it's one thing to think of those as shoulds. Good Christians are forgiving and loving and compassionate and merciful. And it's another thing to recognize my need for those gifts and
Absolutely.
God's generosity in providing. And I
Yeah,
think
and
that's,
even when I fail, even when I fail at being or doing those things, God is still reaching out to me with faithful love, with faithful compassion, with mercy and forgiveness. That does not change regardless of how I am in this place.
And at the moments of or moments, seasons of wilderness that I've experienced, I will be honest and say I would still rather have not wandered in the wilderness at all. I would still rather sit in the comfort of my familiar life and have still received those gifts. But the truth is, I likely would not have recognized them for what they are. I would have made them about me and my doing. I would have not even noticed my need for them, so they'd be like icing on the cake rather than the essence of sustenance for my very life. And I think that's the other thing Holy Week and journeying through the great 3 days, Jesus' passion does, is it strips away everything else to the core essence of the fullness of the emptiness, the despair, the barrenness to God's fullness.
Isn't that something that in the barrenness is God's fullness revealed?
Yeah.
Yeah. Listeners, wherever you are and wherever you will be this Holy Week, I hope that you'll find a faith community to experience this story with in some way, shape, or form. If you're in Fairport, we'd love to have you share this story with the community at Bethlehem Lutheran Church. You
Or
can learn
really anywhere in the
anywhere.
greater Rochester region of New
Well,
York.
yes, absolutely. But if you would like information about how we at Bethlehem will walk through these days, you can get that information on our website, blcfairport.org.
And you can participate online if you'd like to. The services, many of them at least, will be live streamed that week. So you can
Yes.
participate anywhere in the world you may find yourself.
Yeah. Abby, it's good to walk through the wilderness with you.
You as well, Amy.
We hope our conversation has given you something to sustain you between Sundays.
Subscribe to Between Sundays wherever you listen to podcasts.